you got cooking? How about cooking something up with me?
Let's stir it up, boys.
Welcome to the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, a weekly excursion into the fine art of preparing the world's most popular recipes under an open sky and an open flame. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the old grill sergeant, Randy Hayes.
Off we go into the month of August, and they haven't fired me yet. So that means I have officially held this job longer than Anthony Scaramucci held the job of White House Communications Director. Luckily, I work here and not the West Wing, where just about everybody gets fired. Sometimes just a few days after they get hired. Donald Trump may not be able to repeal and replace Obamacare, but apparently he can repeal and replace most of his staff. Except for Jared and Ivanka. They're probably safe, don't you think? What a bunch of brouhaha. 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 Ha 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 ha. Ah, fire sign theater. And the days of my youth. You can wait here in the sitting room, or you can sit here in the waiting room. Why, she's no fun. She fell right over. Just remember, Abraham Lincoln did not die in vain. He died in Washington, D.C. Wow. You know, if I shake my head back and forth hard enough, I can give myself a flashback to the 70s. And if you don't have the foggiest idea what I'm talking about, this dates back to some of the foggiest days of my life, as a matter of fact. It was a series of comedy albums in the late 60s, early 70s. A group of very, how shall we say, chemically enhanced individuals that called themselves Fire Sign Theater. You can still find their albums on Amazon and iTunes. And they most definitely stand up to the test of time. Very funny stuff. I Think We're All Bozos on This Bus was one of them. How Can You Be in Two Places at Once When You're Really No Place at All was another. And Everything You Know Is Wrong. There are several others. The Tale of the Giant Rat of Sumatra and Don't Crush That Dwarf, Hand Me the Pliers. I think you get the idea. They actually started out as live radio performers in Los Angeles. Phil Austin, Peter Bergman, David Osman, Philip Proctor. Their skits sound very improvisational, but they're not at all. They very carefully scripted their bits in advance. As a matter of fact, they wouldn't even include a joke or a line unless all four of them agreed it was funny. And you know, it's weird, but at one point in my youth, I had a lot of their bits memorized. I certainly can't recite them anymore, but I've forgotten more than I ever knew in the first place. Which kind of sounds like a line Fire Sign Theater would use, doesn't it? Whoa, there went a twisted stream of consciousness, huh? And 2 minutes I'll never get back. But it was fun, so who cares? That's the best part of talk radio, isn't it? I mean, you can talk about anything, including the 11 ridiculous days that Anthony Scaramucci spent as White House Communications Director. Heck, even I lasted 3 weeks in one radio job. That was many years ago. And actually, I only took the job to get another job I wanted more. See, a good friend had become the boss of a station in El Paso, and his boss would not allow him to hire me because he'd already hired two people away from the station where all four of us worked together in Dallas. So I took a job in Fort Worth, knowing that I'd only be there long enough to establish myself as no longer working at the station in Dallas, so my friend could hire me for the job in El Paso. Now, if that sounds really confusing to you, imagine actually doing it. Yeah, my wife Cindy and I had just gotten married, and her parents thought I was an irresponsible long-haired hippie disc jockey. And I was a long-haired hippie disc jockey, but I wasn't irresponsible. I had a plan. Okay, it might have been a convoluted, crazy plan, but it was a plan, and it worked. I got the job in El Paso, and we loved living out there. I worked as the morning show host on a station whose studios were in El Paso, but the transmitter was in Mexico. Yeah, it was one of those high-powered Mexican stations, you know, like Wolfman Jack was on back in the day. We had 150,000 watts at 800 on the AM dial. That's three times more powerful than any radio station in America, and we boomed into markets all over the country like a local station. Heck, my parents lived in Fort Worth, and they could listen to my show in El Paso crystal clear every morning, just like I was broadcasting from right next door. It turned out to be the highest rated rock station in America because we showed up in the ratings in other cities like Albuquerque and Colorado Springs and Denver and Phoenix. You get the idea. We were the talk of the radio industry, and about a year later, I wound up getting a job offer to be the boss of a station back in Dallas. So Cindy and I packed up the old covered wagon, which bore an amazing resemblance to a 1972 Oldsmobile Cutlass, and we headed back across the prairie to Big D. I can clearly recall, my wife had never been west of Fort Worth in her entire life. We were driving to El Paso to take the job in the first place. She's staring out the car window and she mutters, "When do the Indians come riding up over the hill?" We went on to move nine times over the first 7 years of our marriage before we landed in Houston and Fred Olson and I settled in on the Hudson and Harrigan show. Much of that story, and a whole lot more stories, are in my book, Houston's Morning Show, The True Story of Hudson and Harrigan. So buy my book, please. It's on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. I even voiced an audiobook version of it. It's on Audible and iTunes. And when you read it, or hear it for yourself, you'll see how truly nomadic a radio personality's life is. As a matter of fact, I went back to my 50-year high school reunion, Pascal High School in Fort Worth, last summer, and they were handing out awards for who'd been married the longest, who had the most kids. I won the award for moved most times, and I won by a very wide margin. I counted it up, and beginning with my move to college, I think I moved 22 times in 50 years. No exaggeration. And almost all of those moves involved changing jobs. Now, I'll admit that a few of them were just moves from one place to another without changing radio stations, but honestly, not many. In my radio career, I have literally held 17 different jobs in 7 different cities. Now, of course, some of those jobs involved going back to a radio station or a TV station where I'd already worked previously, and in some cases would work again. And I've only been fired 3 times. But it kind of goes without saying, broadcasting is a transient occupation. So when I proposed to my wife, I told her, if you don't want to move every 6 months to a year for the rest of your life, don't marry me, because that's the life of a broadcaster. Then, of course, I worked on the Hudson and Harrigan show for 30 continuous years. So what did I know? Another business that's extremely transient is being a chef. In fact, in the process of doing this show, the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, I've interviewed dozens of chefs, and I've found some pretty uncanny parallels between being a broadcaster and being a chef. We're both creative, we're both quirky, we're both rugged individualists, but nothing, I mean nothing, is quite as similar as the job turnover rate. Broadcasters are hired and fired for a lot of different reasons, but usually it's ratings. If a broadcaster can't get the audience to watch or listen regularly, they're gone. By the same token, if a chef can't get customers in the door of a restaurant regularly, they're gone too. Only the most successful people will stay in one job for long periods of time. And even then, some really successful people will leave for a better job. And then there are some bosses who have even been known to fire perfectly qualified and successful people just to shake things up on purpose. Nonetheless, the turnover rate for chefs is easily as bad as it is for broadcasters. And nowhere has that been proven more demonstrably true than right here in Houston at one of our most beloved and iconic 5-star restaurants, Brennan's. If you go to our website, it's theoutdoorcookingshow.com, check out episodes 6 and 19. There, you'll be able to hear interviews we did with T. Martin, who is the heir to the Brennan's family of restaurants, and Danny Trace, who was the executive chef at Brennan's of Houston for many years. As a matter of fact, Danny worked for the Brennan's family for decades before he quit earlier this year. And believe you me, that was one of the biggest culinary stories in America at the time. But it's been completely overshadowed by the story of who took Danny's place. And that's what the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show is all about today. And it's got all the ingredients a good cooking story needs. You know, boy meets grill, boy loses grill, boy gets grilled back again, and of course, a happy ending. So, as Jim Bob Jumpback always used to say, don't miss it if you can.
If your barbecue's gone up in smoke and your cooking reputation is at stake, stick around. The Old Grill Sergeant will be right back with more ideas and advice to make your next cookout sizzle.
Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po'boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all, 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke.
Does the cell phone connectivity in your office stink? Do you routinely miss calls? Lots of buildings have dead zones, and that means garbled or dropped calls, but not anymore. Texas Cell Phone Boosters provides FCC-approved cell phone booster systems that can make dead zones a thing of the past. These are not rinky-dink systems from big box stores. These are commercial-grade booster systems that cover tens of thousands of square feet. And Texas Cell Phone Boosters will specifically engineer and install a system in your office or warehouse. If you drive or regularly work in remote locations, Texas Cell Phone Boosters can help you boost a weak signal from a tower a long way off. So don't miss calls from potential customers any longer. Call the pros at Texas Cell Phone Boosters, 832-551-1000. That's 832-551-1000. Or go to texascellphoneboosters.com.
Smoking a tender, juicy, delicious brisket is not rocket science, but it's not as simple as just throwing the meat on the grill either. That's why Brisket U is an essential learning tool for the backyard smoker. Brisket U is a fun, informative class on how to smoke a true Texas brisket in a laid-back, unintimidating environment taught by experienced barbecue pitmasters. In 1 3-hour class, Brisket U will teach you how to properly start a fire, control the pit temperature, and choose the right wood. Plus, you'll learn about smoke profiles, trimming and rubs, the smoking process and timing, and of course, how to slice and serve a perfect brisket. Brisket U holds classes at numerous convenient craft breweries around Houston and only costs $69 when you register online at brisketu.com. There are lots of classes, but size is limited, so go to brisketu.com and sign up today. That consistently tender, juicy, delicious, true Texas brisket is now within reach at brisketu.com. Hi, it's Randy Hames again. Everybody needs a new video, or a new website, or help in managing their social media. And my company, Edgewater Multimedia, can help. We help small businesses navigate the intimidating world of cyber advertising. You've got a business to run, and you don't have time to build and maintain your own website all by yourself, and you certainly don't have time to generate content for it. And when's the last time you had an extra hour or two to post something on your company's Facebook or Twitter accounts? Huh, like never, right? Well, at Edgewater Multimedia, that's what we do. We have a web designer on staff who has built some of the most eye-catching websites you've ever seen. And Edgewater features a photographer and videographer who can capture beautiful images to enhance the content on your website, not to mention social media. We can even manage your Facebook and Twitter accounts for you. Call us today, 832-500-4272, or see our website, edgewatermultimedia.com.
Life is simple. Eat, sleep, grill. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Hames.
We welcome now a very special guest to the show today. He is the newly appointed executive chef at Brennan's. Here is Joe Cervantes. How you doing, Joe?
Good. How are you?
Doing well. We know you're a busy man these days. After all, putting your own stamp on an iconic Houston eatery like Brennan's, that has to be a full-time endeavor. But we'll get into all of that a bit later. First of all, tell us where you're from. I know where you're from, but tell us where you're from, where you went to school, that kind of stuff.
I'm from Pearland, Texas. Grew up out here all the way from elementary through high school. Went to school at Pearland High, which kind of leads me into this whole cooking part of my career. So growing up, I started cooking, I would say, when I was 15 years old. The first time I actually got into a kitchen and, you know, saw that, you know, was inspired and which tweaked my interest. Was at a mom and pop place out here in Pearland, and I was in front of the house first, and as I was leaving and always walking out through the kitchen, I was always intrigued by the cooks, you know, they're sauteing and flipping pans. So one day, you know, I went up to the chef and I asked, you know, hey, is it possible that I can work in the kitchen? He was like, well, you're a little young. Come see me when you're 18 and you know, we can talk about opportunity in the kitchen. So I said, okay. It's kind of bummed out, but understood. So, you know, after working and always leaving, we would go out through a back door, out through the kitchen, and that's where the employees, you know, kind of went to their cars. And I was, you know, always see cooks flipping their pans. So I would go over there, and every time I walked by, I would just kind of shake the pan and try to flip whatever was in it. And so after doing that for almost about 6 months, the chef came up to me and he's like, you know, I noticed, you know, you do seem like you have a lot of interest in cooking. Every time you leave out of here, you're always fiddling with the saute pans. So he goes, how about we do this? Sunday, you'll come in here for brunch and, you know, I'm going to give you a whole case of eggs and till you can show me that you're able to flip the egg without breaking the yolk, you're hired. So I came in, I did that, and went through about almost half the case of eggs. I finally got it. I flipped the egg. I didn't break the yolk. I called the chef over. I was like, chef, come check this out. So he said, show me again. So I did it again. And then ever since then, I was in charge of over medium, over easy, omelets, egg whites. That's where my cooking began at an early age. So throughout, you know, growing up in Pearland, I stayed local throughout high school and just kind of, you know, Pearland was developing with restaurants, and new restaurants were coming. So throughout high school, I stayed here at Pearland until the Art Institute of Houston came to my high school and did a presentation, and you know, they did the whole project and they kind of sold me on their program. And as soon as I graduated, I didn't waste no time. That summer, I enrolled into the Art Institute of Houston and started culinary arts. So I would say around my second quarter in school, I saw this chef come into our class and talk to my professor. And, you know, I was curious who he was because I saw he had a hotel chef jacket on. So I asked my instructor, I said, who's that gentleman? Who's the chef? Where is he from? He's like, well, he's from the Hilton Americas. He dropped off some flyers. So if any of you guys are looking for, need work or want to further your education, grab a flyer and give him a call. And he'll love to interview you. So me and my best friend grabbed two flyers. And then we kind of like tucked the rest away. So we were the only two guys who called. So we landed the position, both of us. And it was at a place called Skyline that was on the 24th floor of the hotel of the Hilton Americas. I worked there for about 2 years. And then little by little, I worked throughout the hotel, went into work downstairs at the cafe, just kind of saw banquets and kind of the whole outlet and operations of that. And I became management there, a sous chef. So I was there for about 3.5 years, they gave me this Nextel as part of the management team, right? This is when Nextels were kind of big back then. So Nextels, right? So I'll be off, be a day off, and I was on call 24 hours. The hotel that I was running, my kitchen there was a 24-hour operation with in-room dining, lobby bar. So I'd be off, and my pager would go off, and my overnight cook didn't show up, so I'd have to run in and fill the overnight shift, and my days off really weren't my days off. The thing was going off. So my wife kind of got a little upset with that. So unknowingly, this is when Brennan's was reopening back up from the fire in 2010. So unknowingly, she sent my resume out and sent it out to Brennan's of Houston, which contacted me. And, they wanted to set up an interview. So it was a day off when they called me. So I got off the phone, played along, and I was like, April, did you send my resume out to Brennan? She was like, oh, yeah. She's like, in December, I saw that they were hiring. So I figured it was worth a shot, and I sent your resume out. And I was like, well, I got an interview. So that's how it began. And this was in 2010. So did my interview as part of the opening team. Got hired on as the banquet chef, which eventually turned into a sous chef position a year after being there. Worked at Brennan's for almost 4 years. Mm-hmm. And then I get a phone call from Ronnie Killen, well, a text message actually from Ronnie Killen of Killen Steakhouse and Killen's Barbecue, STQ. So I get a text message from him whenever I had a second, if I could call him. So I figured I waited till after lunch because I figured he probably needed a dinner reservation or something like that. So I went ahead, waited for lunch to finish, stepped outside. I gave him a call, and that's when he informed me that there was a opportunity at the steakhouse for a chef position and if I was interested. And so I figured at that time it was a good opportunity for me to switch gears and kind of learn a new cuisine and, kind of pick Ronnie's brain because, he's good at what he does.
Yeah.
Good at what he does. So, I took that as an opportunity to go learn something, learn a different style. And so I took that and I ran his steakhouse for almost 3 years. And then Danny Trace left. And when I saw the opportunity for the chef position to be open, I jumped on that. And who wouldn't be a chef of this iconic place, right? So put my name in the basket. Went through a few interviews, and I kind of landed the role as executive chef there, so couldn't be more excited.
I'm sure that you are very excited. And by the way, I'd like to mention, this is the easiest interview I've ever done. All of the things that you just told us, I had questions prepared to ask you, and you just answered all of them without me even having to ask the question in the first place.
Well, good.
You did win Up and Coming Chef of the Year from My Table Magazine while you were at Killen's. How did that change your life and your career?
Oh, wow. That one definitely boosted my confidence a little bit, pushed me to keep growing in my career and keep researching. And you never want to have a stale moment in your career. And so when I was recognized, it just kind of pushed me further to drive me to be even more. I mean, I think it helped me out a lot, whether it's personally in my career, it really did change me in that aspect. So
do you think that award influenced Brennan's at all when it came time to hire you as executive chef?
I don't think so. I mean, it might have. I think one of the things that kind of helped me with the position was I'm very coachable. And so I brought that out in the interviews that, I'm not one of the chefs that thinks that they know everything. I know that I have a lot of things that I need to learn in myself. And so being coachable is important to me when I'm looking for an employee. And I'm sure it was important for them in the hiring process that I was willing to learn and I'm going to grow and take feedback. And I think that was more important than a title of up and coming chef. So although that is very important, I'm very honored to have that. So I'm not trying to downplay that whatsoever, but I think kind of that's what helped me in that role of Brennan's, and Ronnie Killen was really happy for me and I appreciate all that he's done for me. She was super happy and proud. So
explain how it feels to come back to such a highly acclaimed, a world-renowned restaurant, Brennan's, especially in light of the fact that you worked as a sous chef there on your way up the ladder.
I'm still trying to soak it all in. So it's like it's still a little bit unreal. Like, man, it's like I take a step back and I'm in this executive chef role. It's like I try to go above and beyond of what I do there and you know, take a step back and realize, you know, what role I have there. You know, it's such a great opportunity.
We cannot overemphasize what a huge story this is in culinary circles nationwide. Joe Cervantes, local boy from Pearland, lands one of the most high-profile executive chef jobs in the country at Brennan's of Houston. Literally, people all over America are buzzing about this. So we want to talk a little bit more about your plans for Brennan's. Can you hang with us for another segment, Joe?
Absolutely.
Stay patient. Dinner will be ready right after the smoke alarm goes off. Randy will be right back with more smoke and hot tips for you and your old flame right after this short break.
Randy Hames is my name, but many of you know me better as half of one of Houston's most iconic early morning comedy radio shows, The Hudson and Harrigan Show. Now, I'm no longer Irv Harrigan, but I've written a book about the show that I think you'll love. Fred Olson and I hosted the show for almost 30 years, and we enjoyed unbelievable rating success and won numerous awards. But the best part was, we were just having fun. Listeners told us they laughed all the way to work every day, too, with characters such as Jim Bob Jumpback, The Story Guy, and Tyrone, plus dozens of others. Houston's morning show recreates some of those hilarious on-air moments and gives you a unique behind-the-scenes peek at even funnier off-air events. Plus, I've carefully chronicled an accurate history of the show and how it evolved. Houston's Morning Show. It's available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or as an audiobook on iTunes. Get your copy of Houston's Morning Show today and join the fun. Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po'boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all. 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke.
If you're in the energy industry and want to drive down costs, it's time to automate. NuStar Energy Services provides automation solutions for pipelines, independent producers, and any company in the exploration and production sector. Still sending someone out in a pickup to read the flow computer on your well? For about $1 a day, NuStar can collect all the data remotely so you can monitor everything on a customized web portal. Heck, you can't even buy a gallon of gas for a truck for $1. How about the levels on your tanks at the well site? For about $1 a day, NuStar can set up remote monitoring so you can see the level in real time and even turn pumps on or off remotely. And remember, NuStar's remote monitoring packages start at about $1 a day. So call NuStar Energy Services today and improve your bottom line. 832-917-1200. That's 832-917-1200. Or NuStarInc.com.
Smoking a tender, juicy, delicious brisket is not rocket science, but it's not as simple as just throwing the meat on the grill either. That's why Brisket U is an essential learning tool for the backyard smoker. Brisket U is a fun, informative class on how to smoke a true Texas brisket in a laid-back, unintimidating environment taught by experienced barbecue pitmasters. In 1 3-hour class, Brisket U will teach you how to properly start a fire, control the pit temperature, and choose the right wood. Plus, you'll learn about smoke profiles, trimming and rubs, the smoking process and timing, and of course, how to slice and serve a perfect brisket. Brisket U holds classes at numerous convenient craft breweries around Houston and only costs $69 when you register online at brisketu.com. There are lots of classes, but size is limited, so go to brisketu.com and sign up today. That consistently tender, juicy, delicious, true Texas brisket is now within reach at brisketu.com.
Stand back. We've got our grill on. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Haynes.
We have ourselves a broadcasting coup today, folks. We have landed an interview with one of the hottest names in the American culinary community, Pearland's own Joe Cervantes, who was hired away from his already prestigious job as executive chef at Killen's Steakhouse, right there in his hometown. And he is now the executive chef at one of the country's most famous restaurants, Brennan's of Houston, on Smith Street. Thanks for taking time to do another segment with us, Joe, because we know you're really busy introducing some new takes at Brennan's. But let's start right there, shall we? Brennan's is a time-honored dining tradition in the Bayou City. So what kind of new dishes are you dreaming up for the menu?
Well, let's start first with the food philosophy that we put together. So the way we're kind of gearing our focus in food, whether it's with my sous, whether it's with my cooks or myself, is we have to have a base, right? So our food philosophy is it's memorable, authentic, Southern Texas Creole. So we kept it short and sweet so we don't forget it, but memorable. So let's talk about some dishes, right? So
yes,
whenever we're gathered together and we're creating a dish, you know, we ask ourselves, is that dish going to be memorable? One thing Alex Brennan was pushing back whenever I was a sous chef there is he always wanted to do this beef rib, right? Before beef rib got big, before beef rib, and beef rib has been around for a while, but so the barbecue scene took a hold of it, you know, and now everybody has this big, giant beef rib, right? So Alex Brennan saw that back then, and he was like, you know, I want to do this beef rib dish. So, you know, after getting some exposure at Killen's and, you know, really seeing a lot of beef ribs and, you know, barbecue, and so kind of like, you know, well, let's put a stamp of something that is going to represent, we're not going to forget that you've worked at, you know, under Ronnie Killen with this big name and this big restaurant. So let's try to infuse Creole Texas, this beef rib dish that we're going to do and make it your own. So I said, great. Well, it's one thing I got down now. It's beef rib. Right? Maybe back then I probably couldn't pull it off, but now I got it. So I told Alex, I got it, Alex Brennan. So what I did was my whole thought process behind this was, you know, what if I took some sugar cane from Louisiana? So I have sugar cane. I'm going to dry this thing out, going to dehydrate it. Now I'm going to use this as wood chips for my fuel on this beef rib that I'm going to cook. So, you know, I make a nice little rub, season the beef rib, put it in the smoker, let some coals start going, and then slowly adding in the sugar cane to kind of add a little flavor and something different. So it's sugar cane smoked beef rib, right? So that's the start. So I thought about fat, right? What's going to cut the fat of this thing? So, you know, do a little chutney, but instead of chutney, I use Louisiana trapeze peppers, make a nice little chutney out of it. So it's got that spice, sweetness, acidic, all these flavors going on in there. Took some mayhaws, made a nice little mayhaw barbecue sauce, right? Mayhaw barbecue glaze, mop that beef rib with it. And then we do a lemon scented Louisiana corn. So Kobe Rice is a guy that comes in and, you know, he sources all this local produce from Louisiana to Mississippi all the way down. And then he makes stops here in Houston. So he hits up some, you know, local restaurants, and, you know, we buy product. We literally hop in the back of this refrigerated truck and we select whether it's corn, whether it's anything, tomatoes. So I buy corn from him and then we make this like lemon scented style cream corn that we put at the bottom. And so we added that to the menu, and I'm telling you, it's like almost sell out of these things every night. So it kind of ties in a little bit of that food philosophy, right? Because it's memorable, and it's Texas, and, you know, we tied in a little bit of, you know, Louisiana flair to it. So authentic from, you know, using corn from Louisiana and all these things kind of, you know, it makes it easier to when you have a food philosophy like that, to put things together, right? Because you have to check all the boxes of the food philosophy. I just got back from New York Sunday, and they sent me, you know, Alex set up, you know, very kindly enough to set me up a stage at La Bernardin, Eric Repair's restaurant, 3 Michelin stars. So I went out there for, you know, for about a week, and, you know, got to see La Bernardin is known for their seafood, right? Everything they do is, you know, it's very light, almost crudo, like lightly cooked seafood, and just done really well, focusing a lot on the seafood. So we have a crudo menu at Brennan's. So I thought, you know, this is a great opportunity for me to soak it in, take notes, and to really develop our our crudo menu at Brennan's. So that's exactly what I did. Went there, I observed, I watched, took notes, asked a lot of questions. So, you know, now I'm back home developing recipes to kind of lighten things up for the summertime, lighten things up on our crudo menu, and just to really have fun with it. So
let's talk about that seafood for just a minute. Okay. What kind of new seafood dishes can we look for at Brennan's?
Let's see. Well, you know, we'll start with some crudos and doing some, you know, some things with, you know, some scallops. All right, a light scallop crudo dish that I'm getting them in the scallop shell, slice them very thin, doing something really light with, you know, citrus with it.
How about the Gulf Fish Punch-A-Train?
Oh yeah, Gulf Fish Punch-A-Train. That's a winner there. I mean, you know, you have redfish, you have crab, you have oysters, you have a Gulf shrimp, you have everything from the sea right there. You know, that's a seafood dish right there. That's one of our most popular items on the menu right now, and it's actually one of my wife's favorites. So that's a good one.
And at Brennan's, turtle soup has always been a favorite. Now, we're not trying to steal your exact recipe now, Joe, but how do you make Brennan's turtle soup?
Well, you start off by rendering out turtle meat with a little ground veal, drain out all the fat, and then you want to add in your Trinity. You want to add in your bell peppers, your celery, some onions, kind of cook that into the meat. We throw chopped tomatoes in there. We throw chopped spinach. We add veal stock, lemons, Worcester and hot sauce, Creole seasoning. We tighten it up with roux, and then we finish it off with some eggs, and then last, some sherry, and then we taste and adjust. So that's pretty much all that's in it. Great soup, though. Good soup.
But of course, on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, we like to set fire to other kinds of meat, too. So give us the details behind preparing bacon-wrapped hill country quail.
Okay, so we take some, think about quail poppers, or, you know, we take some quail breast, actually, and then we just take a little bacon, we kind of blanch it off a little bit, and then we wrap the quail breast. So we have this wood fire grill that we, you know, we burn some oak and some pecan, and we have the wood fire grill going. We season up the quail breast, throw it right on the grill, kind of glaze it with this nice ancho barbecue glaze. And then so we do a nice little appetizer with that. And so, you know, I always think about bacon wrapped chicken, right? But this is a little different play version. We do it with a little bit of quail. So nice little quail bites. We also serve those as an hors d'oeuvre as well. We cut them down a little bit smaller, and we do like past hors d'oeuvres with these little quail bites. That worked really, really well.
And we noticed that you just held a 90s cooking class late last month. What's coming up next?
All right. So coming up next, we're going to do, it's going to be kind of geared throughout the years of Brennan's, right? So we had the 90s that just passed. Before that was the 80s. Next is going to be the 2000s.
Ah.
So these are kind of featuring chefs at that time. You know, one was Mark Cox and Carl Walker. And then 2000s is going to be the Randy Evans era. So we're kind of playing dishes with these chefs. And then eventually we're going to go to the future. So the future is going to be the class where I'm going to showcase things that I'm doing currently now as the future chef, or current chef, if you will, but future dishes. So we kind of play it into the past all the way up into the future. So I think that was a kind of fun concept because, you know, the 80s, we dressed up, you know, everybody dressed up, Top Gun, and, you know, so
did you wear a mullet wig?
And no, me, I didn't play along. I didn't play along.
Well, so how do people sign up for those classes, Joe?
Well, you can sign up online through our website, brennanshouston.com, or, you know, you can call and make a reservation, and they'll transfer you to, to the right department to get you all squared away and set up.
And if you haven't been to Brennan's in a while, you should be warned. Don't be surprised if you see Chef Joe roaming around the dining room greeting guests instead of secreting himself off back in the kitchen. Part of his job as executive chef at Brennan's is to get to know you, the customer, and to make sure that your dining experience is a good one. So look for Chef Joe. We congratulate you on your brand new gig. We can't wait to try some of these new innovations that you're introducing at Brennan's. And we especially thank you for taking time out of your son's 4th birthday party to join us here on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Hope you'll come back real soon, Joe.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Life is short. Grill while you can. Randy will be right back with more food and fun after this break.
Smoking a tender, juicy, delicious brisket is not rocket science, but it's not as simple as just throwing the meat on the grill either. That's why Brisket U is an essential learning tool for the backyard smoker. Brisket U is a fun, informative class on how to smoke a true Texas brisket in a laid-back, unintimidating environment taught by experienced barbecue pitmasters. In 1 3-hour class, Brisket U will teach you how to properly start a fire, control the pit temperature, and choose the right wood. Plus, you'll learn about smoke profiles, trimming and rubs, the smoking process and timing, and of course, how to slice and serve a perfect brisket. Brisket U holds classes at numerous convenient craft breweries around Houston and only costs $69 when you register online at brisketu.com. There are lots of classes, but size is limited, so go to brisketu.com and sign up today. That consistently tender, juicy, delicious, true Texas brisket is now within reach at brisketu.com. Hi, it's Randy Hames again. Everybody needs a new video, or a new website, or help in managing their social media. And my company, Edgewater Multimedia, can help. We help small businesses navigate the intimidating world of cyber advertising. You've got a business to run, and you don't have time to build and maintain your own website all by yourself, and you certainly don't have time to generate content for it. And when's the last time you had an extra hour or two to post something on your company's Facebook or Twitter accounts? Like never, right? Well, at Edgewater Multimedia, that's what we do. We have a web designer on staff who has built some of the most eye-catching websites you've ever seen. And Edgewater features a photographer and videographer who can capture beautiful images to enhance the content on your website, not to mention social media. We can even manage your Facebook and Twitter accounts for you. Call us today, 832-500-4272, or see our website, edgewatermultimedia.com. Randy Hames is my name, but many of you know me better as half of one of Houston's most iconic early morning comedy radio shows, The Hudson and Harrigan Show. Now, I'm no longer Irv Harrigan, but I've written a book about the show that I think you'll love. Fred Olson and I hosted the show for almost 30 years, and we enjoyed unbelievable rating success and won numerous awards. But the best part was, we were just having fun. Listeners told us they laughed all the way to work every day, too, with characters such as Jim Bob Jumpback, The Story Guy, and Tyrone, plus dozens of others. Houston's morning show recreates some of those hilarious on-air moments and gives you a unique behind-the-scenes peek at even funnier off-air events. Plus, I've carefully chronicled an accurate history of the show and how it evolved. Houston's Morning Show. It's available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or as an audiobook on iTunes. Get your copy of Houston's Morning Show today and join the fun. Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dike Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po' boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all, 227 Dike Road at the base of the Texas City Dike.
May the forks be with you. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Now, here's the guy who turns all the grills on, Randy Hames.
Here he is again, my old radio pal from our days on the Hudson and Harrigan Show, and the only man west of the Brazos who Donald Trump has not yet fired, Fred Olson. Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Well, the reason he hasn't is that I'm so far out here in the country. And he hasn't found me yet, but they have drones. You know, they do.
Well, at least Trump hasn't fired anybody so far today, but then again, it's not yet 8 a.m., so the day is young.
Hey, I hope they get that all settled down, because things around us are going on that are really happening. As far as the economy, things are blazing that they haven't done in years. So, but no one's going to report that. They're going to talk about the, you know, everybody loves drama. And as we learned in our days in radio, toward the last days in radio, the news business isn't in the news business. They're in the content business.
That's right. Well, I look at it this way. Scaramucci was the communications director.
Yeah.
So maybe deep down inside, he's a disc jockey.
Hey, all of us have held a job for 11 days at one time or another, right?
Actually, I recalled earlier in the show, I did keep one job for 3 weeks, but that's even longer than Scaramucci. Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the fandango?
Hey, well, you got seniority on that, boy. That's all I could say.
The way things are going right now, the only person who's more likely to get fired than a disc jockey is a White House staffer.
Ooh. Boom, ba-dum-bum.
And we thought our last boss was difficult to work for.
I'm not going there.
Okay.
I'm leaving that alone. I don't know.
Just no.
That's a whole hour.
Yeah, it is. It is. And on this radio station, it would fit in just perfectly.
They probably love it. I think everybody would love to know some of the behind the scenes stuff, but we'll do that sometime when we're definitely out of the, statute of limitations.
Ah, yes.
Let me do, like Jim Bob would say, the statute of limitations.
Yeah. Well, politics in Washington, D.C. is getting so bloody it's making Game of Thrones look like Family Feud. Oh, wait. This just in. Donald Trump just fired Steve Harvey.
Put up pump. Hey, thanks, folks. I'll be here all week. Try the veal, you know? Tough crowd.
Now, if Trump could just figure out a way to fire Cersei Lannister.
I'll tell you, we watched it last night. We held on to it for a few days. Just getting great.
Ah.
Yeah, I think Danny and Johnny are going to get married. I don't know why. I can see little kids dressed in Crocs and huge overcoats running around.
Crocs.
Well, yeah. Well, she's from the south, he's from the north, so yeah. I don't know.
Well, you know, this whole thing of family members getting married and whatnot, you know, that really does date back to medieval times when the royal families would try to keep the royal blood inside the royal family by marrying their cousins and stuff.
Is that why Prince Charles has those big ears?
No, I think that's why crazy King George was crazy, though.
Hey, if he hadn't been crazy, we wouldn't be America right now. He just said, okay, let him go.
That's true. You never know.
Yeah, you have to keep in mind, that was definitely divine intervention. Let's make him crazy. He'll say, you know, I'm not going to fight. America can go. And then,
well, let's switch to the Texans. First of all, I think J.J. Watt is secretly the mountain.
Ooh, I hope he's okay. You know, back is, you know, if anybody could come back from something like that, even 75%, J.J. Watt is better than 100% of most. It's just going to be so much fun to watch. And again, it's going to be a soap opera with a quarterback thing for a while. And Savage hasn't played enough to stay healthy very long. So we'll find out. It's going to be exciting, if nothing else.
Well, I was very saddened to hear that we finally got a TCU player on the roster. His name's Deontay Gray. The kid blew out his ACL on the second day of camp, out for the year.
Oh, well, that means he'll be gone, probably.
Yeah. He's an unsigned free agent, and so, yeah, he won't last.
Yeah, the camp bodies they bring in. You feel for those guys, but it's their shot, you know.
Well, I can't help but wonder, why are the Texans being so stubborn about renegotiating Duane Brown's contract?
I don't know, because he's, what, 30, 31?
And he's the best left tackle they've ever had.
Well, he wants some guaranteed money, and I say, you know, give him a year guaranteed or whatever he's going to need. And because, really, in a couple more years, what are you going to do? You're going to be a 33-year-old lineman? I don't know. I don't know. There are a lot of them that are really, really good.
Well, Deshaun Watson's back needs to be covered.
Yeah, that's for when he knows it, too. He's going, hey, this is my chance. So pay the man.
Well, today's edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show really featured an exclusive interview with the new executive chef over at Brennan's. Kid's name is Joe Cervantes. I say he's a kid. He's in his 30s. But that's pretty young for executive chef at a place like Brennan's. And he's a local guy. He's from Pearland.
Good for him.
And you and I have eaten our share of business luncheons over at Brennan's. Basically because it was right around the corner from the old radio station down in the Montrose. And two, our boss, Dickie Rosenfeld, loved to eat there. What are your memories of Brennan's?
I will tell you, there's certain things that Brennan's does and still does that no one else can do outside, I guess, with New Orleans. And I'm thinking of food, you know, the first great shrimp romelade I had at Brennan's. And I don't know, have you ever had turtle soup?
Oh, yes, and we talked about that, too.
That is a traditional Brennan's thing, and I want to tell you, you add a little bit of sherry in that or sherry pepper sauce, and it's just stunning stuff. Their crab cakes, I remember the shrimp and grits, I remember the ponchatrain, the oysters, it's an exceptional place and always has been. And I wish it wasn't so far away now. But so the food there was all, again, that turtle soup, man, amazing.
I was talking to Joe about how he prepares that Gulf Fish Ponchatrain that you were just talking about. It includes just about everything you can find in the sea. And I remember that very well. But one of my favorites was just a good old-fashioned filet mignon. Did you ever have that?
You know, I didn't. I went to Brennan's for the taste of New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what I went. I wanted the seafood there because, you know, Houston's got a lot of steak restaurants, let's face it. But I tend to go to places. It's like going to a pizza place and ordering a hamburger, as far as I'm concerned. But that's me. You know what I'm saying? And but there are gumbos and, again, crab cakes. Cool thing, a lot of restaurants would make crab cakes, and they put in so much filler you can't taste the crab.
Yeah.
Not Brennan's. What was I thinking of today that not smoked oysters? Gosh. I think I went through my whole menu with them. The stuff I love.
Well, Brennan's also features a side dish that Joe calls Creole Andouille Mac and Cheese. I don't remember that being on the menu back in the day, do you?
I don't either, but mac and cheese has become huge in the last decade. I'd love to try it, though, if they want to send me some.
Well, I'm not going to pick it up and deliver it for you, Fred.
Okay. Well, maybe we'll try it here at the ranch. I'll try to find some andouille out here. No, they don't have andouille sausage out here.
Well, I can clearly recall Dickie Rosenfeld holding court in Brennan's main dining room, not terribly unlike Cersei Lannister. Of course, without all the bloodshed. But he was like a king on his throne at Brennan's. And the staff treated him like that, too, but he was a great tipper.
He was, but here's a story about Dickie many people don't know who had never had lunch with him. When you got there, he would take a $100 bill, and this would be the tip, because he'd have a big party, and he would tear that $100 bill in half. And then, of course, you got incredible service because you knew the other half was coming. But if you had a huge party, Dickie was so generous with waitstaff and people. He had such a big heart for that. But he would always do that little trick, and they go, oh, here he's going to tear the bill in half. Here he's going to have to go tape it together and run to the bank. And so what? It's $100.
And I'm sure the Stolichnaya distributor made a killing at Brennan's when Dickie showed up.
Oh, are you sure you want to go there?
Sure, why not? I never saw anybody knock down Stoli at lunch like Dickie Rosenfeld and then turn around and go back to work and function as if he had never touched a drop.
All right, here's another secret. When I knew that there was going to be a drinking thing with Dickie, I can't do this stuff anymore, but I would, on the way over to Brennan's, and I would stop at a fast food restaurant, and I'd order a big double cheese hamburger. I'm serious. And a malt, and I would eat it all. And I'd walk in there absolutely full because I knew it was going to be a long time till we ordered, right?
Yeah.
And I never went in there with an empty stomach, almost never. And you go, hey, partner, you can sure hold that stuff. Well, I had 2 pounds of burger in my stomach and a malt and some fries. And I never told him that's why. True story. Oh, because I weighed 140 nothing, and I thought, you know, I can't sit and drink with that guy.
Yeah, I remember when you weighed 140.
Not anymore.
Yeah, me neither.
It's 190 now.
Well, we've run out of time, my friend, so come see me, and we'll talk again next week, okay?
Hey, let's talk about food and football.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Send us your burning questions and favorite recipes in a private message on our Facebook page, The Outdoor Cooking Show, or visit our website, theoutdoorcookingshow.com. Join us next week for more tasty food and fun over a red-hot grill on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show.
I was about cooking something up with me.